to get to achievement, how to get to your core goals, and how to do it with your subconscious and do it with other things. And I think he started out as a skeptic, which really intrigues me because I think most of us, myself included, are very skeptical about many of these things with the mind. I mean, certainly our subconscious mind is very important, but, you know, we think that it's just a matter of things in the presence and that it's not always things in the subconscious. So I really want to pick his subconscious brain to teach us what he has learned along the way. And certainly we want to talk about his book and his many things that he's doing. And I want to welcome Dr. Michael Monroe, Kiefer to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Shannon. Happy to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. You know, as I said, you have done some really interesting things. You started out as a scientist, and then you went into psychology, and then you worked back in, you have a PhD in psychology, but your undergraduate and your master's is in cell and molecular biology. So just that transition right there alone is intriguing to me. But then you went on, and you worked in agricultural chemical company, and you got ill, and you got well, and that taught you the power of your mind, which obviously you knew, but this really taught it to you. Explain us that and explain us what the Power Mind Institute is.
Well, I started out my career working in molecular biology, which is now commonly known as genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm. And very popular, yeah.
Worked my way into my early 20s and found myself sort of in a dead-end job. I mean, I was a scientist. I was working in a research lab. And I was doing okay, but I felt there was more potential. I felt I could do more, just as many people feel when they reach their late 20s in their career and in their jobs after their formal education. So I started to get into the personal development field and started a research project studying human potential. People like Napoleon Hill, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Earl Nightingale, and Alexander Graham Bell, to see how other people use their potential and express their potential and were able to achieve more. So my research project really started with a personal need and a personal frustration on, you know, potential. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that feel that they could do a lot more than just work a 9-to-5 job every day.
Mm-hmm. So when you got to this point, did it spur you on to do other things? What did you find out about your potential and about your core desire? I mean, it sounded like you had a good job. I understand that dead-end sort of job, not quite fulfilling. But what made the difference when you found this out? Did you all of a sudden spring into a whole new mind of thinking, a whole new action? Did something just like click, or was it just a long, slow process that all of us have to go through?
Well, it's not a long, slow process. I started to study. My training's in science, as
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
And I didn't learn hardly any of this information in school and in science. I learned it after my education by studying top achievers and scientists and inventors. And what I latched on to was the concept of how your mind operates, three parts to the mind, the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious, which is your seat of extrasensory perception or sixth sense. That was really the revelation of how the mind operates and how you can use this potential by reprogramming your subconscious and superconscious on the goals that you want to achieve. Most people have total misconception and misperception of the idea of extrasensory perception and ESP. They think it's mystical, magical.
Right.
They think there's some spiritual bent to it, and there's an actual scientific basis for how this operates.
Uh-huh. That's really interesting, because I said you came to this from a skeptic's view, and I do as well. I mean, I believe in this kind of, but we don't see it manifest so well. I mean, we want a goal, we put it out there, we expect it to happen. The other stuff is a little kind of out there. You know, you should meditate on it. You're not necessarily talking about meditating on it and lighting incense. You're talking about the scientific scientific research that makes our mind work in our subconscious and our conscious and our superconscious. And for the average person, and I heard you say that you studied those who were overachievers, what one trait did they all have that made them successful that we could learn from?
Well, they were able to concentrate single-mindedly on the purpose that they wanted to achieve or the goal they wanted to achieve. Mm-hmm. Most people are so scatterbrained and they want 100 different things and it's whimsical and they don't really concentrate their efforts on a specific set of 1 to 3 goals. So that's probably one downfall for most people. 85% of the general population don't have any drive or goals after they reach the age of about 22 or 23. But the main key feature that I found in the superconscious power research was Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the long-distance telephone, was a vibrational frequency scientist, and he discovered that everybody with concentrated effort have a certain frequency that surrounds their body. It's like a magnetic field. It's thought vibrations, but it's not weird spiritual skeptic type stuff. Mm-hmm. It's actually physical because our body operates on electrochemical reactions. We all know we have electricity running through our bodies and our brains, and you can measure that with machines, but all electricity generates a magnetic field. Alexander Graham Bell invented the long-distance telephone based on this theory, and he also predicted the invention of cell phones, saying that you would not need a wire to transmit the electricity. You could actually transfer the thoughts. So here's the deal. Have you ever gone
like
to
telepathy.
Call somebody and they call you?
Right, right. This is true.
Have you ever thought about telling somebody something, a grocery list or something, when they come home, like a partner or mm-hmm. husband, and then they're at the store getting those things, or you want to send a text message or an email to somebody and they send it to you? That's called low-level telepathy, mm-hmm. and everybody has that capability, but you can amplify and magnify that so that you don't just, you know, have a phone call coincidence or a deja vu experience, but you can actually attract the people, events, and things that you want to happen in your life by concentrating your mind and your subconscious single-mindedly on a purpose. Thoughts are real. They have physical equivalents in the physical world. And that's probably the main revelation that I made in all of our research, is that, you know, it's not just Las Vegas stage show stuff where you're going to make an old watch work or you're going to tell somebody about, you know, their dead great-great-great-grandfather. You can actually apply this in your life immediately to achieve the goals that you want to achieve.
Obviously, you have to do that with real intense concentration. And do we have to believe this mind science about vibration? I do. I understand what you're saying, but there's also that part of me that wonders, is that really true? Well, certainly if it goes back as long as you're saying, and then Alexander Graham Bell did this, and, you know, we can see it as a science. But for many of us thinking that we vibrate to our goals, that if we just want something, they will happen, for some people it does, and then we call them really lucky. For others, it doesn't. But what you're saying is that telepathy, that energy that goes between two people is really a mass of who we are. This is how we operate. So if we keep one goal in mind, one specific goal, think about it all the time, it's going to happen because that is where we put our energy?
Well, you have to work toward it. I mean, you can't just, as you said before, you can't just light a candle, burn some incense,
right,
and all of a sudden you're going to win the lottery. You got to buy tickets, you know, and things like that. But if you work toward the achievement of your goal and you do everything you can physically to accomplish your goal, plus you add the mental effort to it, you give yourself a tremendous competitive edge. Most people have experienced lucky breaks mm-hmm. on the path toward a specific goal, and just as you said, they attribute it to luck or coincidence or chance. But if you follow the process of thinking about your goals on a daily basis, morning, noon, and evening, not totally throughout the day, you will find yourself becoming very lucky and running into these chance occurrences on a regular basis. This is what we found in studying people's life histories, looking at their biographies and autobiographies, is that they had a sequence of lucky breaks that occurred. And if you have a sequence occur at specific times, you cannot attribute that to coincidence or luck. There has to be some other factors operating with this. And the idea of concentrating on your goals, you can do it with vision boards. You mm-hmm. can take a poster and put pictures of the objectives you want to achieve, put that in your bathroom, put it in your put it on your fridge door. It's not something that you got to go psycho or ballistic with, but just the concept of keeping those goals at the forefront of your mind on a daily basis is basically all you need to do. And then be alert to the occurrences, the people that you meet, the things that you hear, the places that you happen to be, right place at the right time, a deja vu experience. What I'm telling you and trying to educate people on throughout the world is that you can control this. Mm-hmm. You can control luck, and you can increase the chances of these lucky breaks and events occurring. And I've worked with people for 15 years training them in these methodologies, and they've seen remarkable results.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. Fascinating. It sounds like persistence is a key here, too, and staying aligned with your goals. I mean, because you said it earlier, and it's true. Most people are just kind of all over the map and want a little of this, want a little of that. Most people certainly will say they want to be happy. That definition is different from person to person, but certainly happiness is the goal. It sounds like we need to have a little bit more concrete goals to be more in tune with who we are and what we really want. If we think we want something that we doubt, will it happen anyway? I mean, obviously, this varies from person to person. But it sounds like you need to really, you know, whittle this down to a very core belief. Is that necessarily true? Do we have to do that work, or can we just kind of be all over the place and expect some sort of happiness to occur?
No, you have to have absolute clarity.
Yeah.
And definiteness of purpose. This is why most people don't achieve much above average or mediocrity. If you do not have clarity on the specific things that you want, you cannot hit your target.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have absolute clarity, and that does take some time to think about the exact things that you want to accomplish. The concept that you mentioned before about some people having a wish or a whim and then thinking they can't achieve it, that's what we call being double-minded.
Uh-huh.
You kind of want it on the surface, but on a deeper level, you don't know if you can achieve it or you doubt yourself. That's one of the things that will prevent most people from accomplishing things. If they doubt themselves on a subconscious or on a deep level, they will actually sabotage their achievement and they won't accomplish it. There's a technique called subconscious core clearing, which will enable people to get past those blocks which stop people. And I discuss that in my book, Superconscious Power.
So there's a self-sabotage often, and those blocks that we say that come from so many different places that get in our way. If we work at it on a very scientific level, and you know, it's not that I don't believe in the spiritual, but as much as that is really nice, it's so out there that we can't bring it down to something very concrete like this is, which is very useful. So if we can get rid of that self-sabotaging, get rid of these blocks in the way, we can get where we want to be, but we have to take it really on a scientific sort of basis. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can do, that you have learned, that you can teach us, that we can do to get to our goals. We are talking with Dr. Michael Monroe Kiefer, and we'll be back in just a few on WTBQ.
Clear and cool tonight, 40 to 45. Mostly sunny tomorrow, again in the low 60s, and still a little breezy. Partly cloudy tomorrow night around 40. And then for Thursday, clouding up, maybe some rain in the afternoon. It's going to depend on the track of a large offshore coastal storm that could bring us some unsettled weather by the end of the week. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. Hello, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't go anywhere, because we are talking about your mind today, your life, and how to get it energized in the right direction to get what you really want. I'm very fascinated by my guest today, Dr. Michael Monroe Kiefer, who has a website you might want to go to while you're listening, powermindtraining.com. If you're in the car and you can't get it, it is on Shannon's Corner, so you can always go there and pick it up and take a look, because he has has some really interesting topics, some interesting ideas, some wonderful books, Subconscious Power, The Science of Attracting Health, Wealth, and Wisdom. And the key that I want to bring out there is the science, because he is a scientist that has come to this to understand that the subconscious, that we are all energy, and that our subconscious is energy. So everywhere we put our energy is what we're going to get, because that is who we are. So just like a moving ball of energy, if we, right, am I saying this right, Dr. Kiefer, like a moving ball of energy, if we put our consciousness and our subconsciousness and our efforts to what we want with that energy, we are going to get it. It's just the law of science, correct?
Well, you're pretty close with that, Shannon.
Okay.
It's actually getting on the right wavelength, but good enough.
Okay. You say that in today's economy, we demand an energized, healthy, ethical, and efficient workforce. This is really true. We have to be very clear about where we're going and what we're doing, because there's not that many. We can't veer off as much as we used to be able to and kind of lollygag out throughout life, certainly in our careers. You give workshops on this, how to be really geared into what you need to do and kind of zeroed in on what you need to do. You are a true entrepreneur. I mean, you're many things. You're a scientist. You're a psychologist. I also think you are a true entrepreneur, and you understand that. For someone listening to us that wants to start a company and that is an entrepreneur, how can they take your workshops, read your book, Subconscious Power, to use it to get a business going?
Well, they have to figure out what business they want to start first. And most peak performers that we researched base their businesses on their own natural talents and genetic skills.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has mental aptitudes. Everyone has physical abilities. And the key is to figure out what your natural talents are and your genetic skills. And we developed a test to help people determine what their natural talents and genetic skills are. All the people that we studied utilized their natural talents and genetic skills in the building of their businesses. So they figured out, sometimes in a young age, sometimes very late in life, in their 50s, they were able to figure out what they could do that was much better or faster or stronger mentally or physically than everybody else, and they determined to make their business based on that. One way that your listeners can get some insights into what their natural talents and skills are is to make a list of all the hobbies they've ever had throughout their life and see what the core commonalities are in their hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
They could also look at their lifetime interests. What interests them the most? What do they read? What do they study? What do they like to learn about? And if you compare the list of hobbies and interests, it will give you some pretty good insights into where your natural talents lie.
That's really interesting. So your natural talents and your genetic skills. So these things are born. We have these innate skills. We have certainly innate desires, innate likes, dislikes. What you're saying is to take them and build those up, because it will come much easier if we go through what comes naturally to us, as opposed to someone saying, you can find money in plastic sort of thing. So, you know, if we love building something, don't go into plastics is basically what you're saying. If you love writing, don't go into building things, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody has specific interests, hobbies, and
mm-hmm.
talents. And if you can convert that into earning money, that's how you do it. When you look at most people that enjoy their businesses, that have had great success in their business, they love what they do.
Mm.
They enjoy what they do. Going into a job just because you think you're going to make a lot of money, but you can't stand it and you hate it, that's not the way peak performers operate. They go into things that they enjoy first, and then they figure out a way to earn money at it. My objective in becoming a professional speaker was because I like to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
But teaching people math or teaching fifth graders science, though noble and valuable, wasn't going to get me the objectives that I wanted to achieve. And when I figured out that if I trained people in how they could become successful by following a specific method or a pattern or techniques and ideas, then that would make me successful. And
mm-hmm.
that's how I built my business.
Right.
I enjoy training and teaching people how they can figure out what their talents are, their skills are, how they can utilize their mind, how they can overcome barriers that they may have experienced in childhood and teenage years. Every time I help somebody move one step closer to their objective, that's a rush for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love helping people express their potential, become happy, and achieve the things they want to achieve.
Well, this is why you're successful at it. It shows you're very energetic, you really care about what you're doing, and you really understand what you're doing and the core basis of it. So, you know, that is the thing right there that we can all take, an example from is you and how well you do it. But you say there are things that trip us up, and there are so many people that would say, I would love to be this, but, you know, my husband doesn't like it, my wife, my mother, my kids, whatever the case may be. I'm not tall enough, thin enough, pretty enough, short enough, whatever. So people hold themselves back by external things. Can you help people with that? Can your programs help people with that?
What you just mentioned are common blocks
mm-hmm.
that stop 95%
right.
of the population. Don't have enough money, don't
right.
have the right connections, don't have this, don't live in the right location. That's all what we call chatter. That all needs to be eliminated. You just forget that, and you just determine. You just decide that this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to become, and these are the objectives I'm going to achieve. Once you make that decision, the rest of the stuff falls by the wayside. People create their own prison. All of those barriers that you mentioned, those are all psychological blocks. They're not real. They're psychological blocks, and they can be overcome by psychological determination. I had those same kind of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do this because nobody knows me. I haven't done this. I never wrote a book before. You know, all this and that. And then once you decide, you just go for it. People that have plan A, plan B, plan C, that's a waste of time. You just have plan A, and that's it. Plan B distracts from plan A.
Uh-huh.
Napoleon Hill said in his book, Think and Grow Rich, you burn all your bridges because then you only have one direction to go in. He said mm-hmm. if you leave the bridge, then you can go backwards and it leaves you an escape.
So determination is a real key here. Get your goal and get the determination. And when I hear you kick all the chatter away, you can do it. Obviously, not easily is a bad word, but certainly you can do it with determination. You can kick it away and say, don't come back. I mean, it might be a little bit more complicated than that, but ultimately, that is the thing that you get to have that power over your devil, your demons, right?
What's your choice? I mean,
yeah.
People come to me all the time. I said, then they bring up those barriers that you mentioned, and they said, well, I've got this, I've got that, I've got that. I said, okay, well, then you're never going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then just stay in your little box and stay in your psychological
Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. Well, you certainly do not argue for your limitations. We have to wrap it up today, but Dr. Michael Monroe Kiefer, your website is powermindtraining.com. It is on shannonscorner.com. So go there, get more information, listen to him, get his books. You were a wonderful guest and really terrific information. I really thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much. Again, that's Dr. Michael Monroe Kiefer. Go to Shannon's Corner. Get his information there. It's really terrific. Anyway, as I said, we have to wrap it up for today. But until next time, don't forget to make good choices.